بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب فضل السحور وتأخيره ما لم يخشى طلوع الفجر. This is the chapter on the virtue of sehri and delaying the sehri as long as one does not fear the break of dawn, or as long as the break of dawn is not feared. So this is the chapter on sehri, which we have in the month of Ramadan, and delaying the sehri to such a time that a person does not fear that just now it will become Fajr time. An Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tasahharu fa inna fi as-suhuri barakah. Muttafaqun alayhi. Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, have suhoor, make sehri, as there is barakah in it, there is blessings in sehri. So suhoor actually refers to the food or the meal that we have before dawn. So ulama said, yes, you can have sehri at night, there's no problem in that. But it is better, the sunnah is to delay the sehri till shortly before Fajr. And of course one has to ensure that he does not delay the sehri right till such a time where he hardly even had anything and already Fajr time, so that he misses his sehri. This should not happen. So delay the sehri till before Fajr. Have sufficient time that you have your sehri, and then it is Fajr. So there are great virtues in making sehri. In one hadith of Rasulullah that will come at the end of this chapter, that the difference between the believers and the Ahl Kitab, the Yahud and Nasara, is the believers make sehri and the Ahl Kitab do not have sehri. And Rasulullah had mentioned that Allah Ta'ala sends down his mercies and his angels that supplicate on behalf of the person who are making sehri at the time of sehri. The angels make dua maghfirat for that person who is making sehri. So when a person makes sehri, psychologically also, you feel that you ate some food, so you have some strength that will enable you to pull the entire day. It provides physical strength. And it is a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As I mentioned, it opposes the way of the Yahud and Nasara. It also gives a person some strength for making ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it also allows one to assist the needy who may require food at this time. So if you're making sehri, perhaps you got a neighbor and you think about that person, maybe he's poor, and you can share your sehri with him. Also, it is a time of barakah and blessing where dua is accepted, angels making dua for you. It's the time a person makes tilawat of the Quran, and especially tahajjud also. So the person is awake. It's not just he wakes up for time of sehri, only eats food, he does not make any ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many, a person wakes up at night in the month of Ramadan, just takes a few sips of water and some date, whatever it is, and he goes back to sleep, missing his fajr. No, this is not the objective of sehri. Sehri, a person should wake up, and at least now it's the time where barakah is coming, Allah's special mercy, and Allah is answering your dua. Besides the food that you will partake, it's time for making tahajjud or other ibadat, and of course then you read your fajr salah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand and make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah.